Blog Talk Radio.
We're gonna tether off the motherfucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off the sucker.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. Tonight, we're going to... Okay, you can hear me. Tonight, we're going to be discussing Come Bring Your Food for Thought to the Table, and we're doing this with Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie, are you with me? I don't think he's here yet. Okay, yeah, we're going to play another song. Okay, he is here. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Forgive me.
I hadn't even, I was dancing. I didn't put myself, didn't put one or nothing. So, yeah, but I'm here.
Okay, great.
How are you doing, Sister Internet? How's the family?
Oh, everyone is well. They're getting better.
Good. And right quick, welcome, family and listening audience, to the show. Glad to have you here to share your time and space and, most of all, this portion of your life. We appreciate you and we love you. So, Sister Internet, how's it going? What do you have new? Bro, let me mention, first of all, today's date, which is 5/5/2021 or 5/5/5.
Yes.
So we're definitely in that vortex of the five, and five times three, we know it's 15, which is a six, which we'll be touching on. But it's no coincidence. Again, I never look at the numbers and the dates until the show of the title of the class, and come bring your food for thought to the table comes up to 158, which comes to five. No coincidence, family.
No.
And again, before you get started, think of this, family. We all know food is like thought. Understanding that food is five and thought is five. But food is like thought because what? Everybody doesn't like everybody's food. Everybody doesn't like every type of meal. Certain people are reluctant to try certain food. Certain people want to try and experience new food, new taste. So again, that's no more than that thought that we're given. Some people like that food, like that thought that you're given. Some people don't. Some people want to try new food, new thoughts, and that's it. So again, don't get upset. Just let it flow. Flow with what you know. That's the way we should all go. So with that, Sister Internet, go ahead and because you were saying, oh my God, oh my goodness, when I said current events, so you must have something ready to lay on the family and myself.
Well, I have one thing that's new, and then another is new and is old. I don't know if that makes any sense, but what I have new is, I don't know if y'all heard, but it was on the news today, where two Americans in Rome are getting life in prison for murdering a police officer, or whatever they call them over there. But they got life in prison. And, you know, my only thing is, with that, why would you go to another country to kill a police officer? And how did you think that was going to go well for you? And they said that it was over a drug deal, but who knows?
I can't speak for that because, again, we talk about the five being an alien. When we go to another country, we're considered an alien to that particular country. So, again, we go in not knowing their laws, their rules, their regulations, and, again, not knowing the circumstances of this particular story, if they were involved in any drug deal or anything going bad.
Well, they said it was a drug deal that went bad.
Right. So
they said that the cop didn't announce that he was a police officer. But my whole thing is, why are you going and killing people? I mean, that's just me, you know. I mean, why do you need to take a life?
Yeah. Again, I hadn't seen the story. I don't know what's happening, so I can't give anything other than what I said, which you go into another country and, again, you go in there on any bad intentions, then whatever repercussions happen, that's the circumstances that they have to deal with. So,
yes,
again,
and that's why I said those young men, because they were young, very young. The other thing that I have is, well, I got two more things. One is that they're saying the United States, that the birth rate is dropping. That is, people are not reproducing. And it's black, white, you know, every race, every age group, they're not repopulating the earth here in the United States. And they thought that, you know, with the virus that you would have thought we would have more babies, but, you know, apparently people aren't.
Well,
so
real
it dropped
quick,
2%.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
No, I said when I hear that story already, we've been talking about Caucasians' mortality rate has been low for the last 10, 20, 30 years. But for everybody else to be following that pattern, as they say, not having or reproducing children, for me, real quick, spiritually, is dealing with what we've been talking about, dealing with the LGBT and all this different change that they're trying to push, along with all of the other nonsense and distractions with the coronavirus, the elections, the so-called impeachment, the protests everywhere, the shooting of cops, the killing of one another. I mean, it's just chaos.
Yes, it is.
Bring order out of chaos. The one-world order we've been talking about, this is all part of that particular program that they've been shuffling around for decades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's coming to a head now.
Yeah.
It's all coming to a head. So, yeah, that's what I have on that. So you can go ahead and give us the other.
Okay, the other one that I have, this was in 1991, but it's still effective today. But it's something that we weren't told about. I mean, maybe y'all were. I didn't hear about it until I accidentally came across this. But it's HJ Resolution, 104. There's your five, Brother Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
And to designate March the 26th, 1991, as Education Day, USA. Okay, you got that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in that, they have, it's a public law, 102-14. And to sum it all up, basically they're saying that it's illegal to serve Christ.
Okay.
Okay, well, and what they're going on is, and I can't pronounce this name correctly, so y'all have to forgive me, the seven universal laws of Noahides, N-O-A-H-I-D-E-S. You got that, Brother Eddie?
Yeah, I didn't write it down, so just keep going.
Okay, well, I'm reading this from Jew in the City. And both Jew in the City and my day job, I received a surprising number of inquiries about conversion. While Judaism accepts converts, as we discourage them because taking on Judaism is such a huge commitment, if someone wasn't born Jewish, they have no obligations to assume all the responsibilities. Judaism does not require others to join us in order to secure a place in heaven. The Talmud tells us the righteous of all nations have a share in the world to come. For someone born non-Jew, there's a much simpler path. And I'm sorry, I can't. My throat is bothering me. I'm sorry. I can't read all of this. But I did send you the link to it, Brother Eddie.
Okay, then, Sister Antoinette, but, again, This is, I just look at it as it's where we are right now.
Yeah.
Again, this law, as you said, it's a law that was passed or put in place in 1991,
yeah.
Which comes to a two, you know. That's mm-hmm. no more than a two. And, again, that is the church and state and all these different things.
Yes.
Which, when we think about it now, putting it into effect now, it's not even thought about. And even like you're bringing it up now, people, a lot of people today are happy
yeah.
that religion isn't taught in school because they would prefer the people who are spiritual to teach their own children or let it be taught in their particular churches that they attend, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
For me, they have too much that they should be learning as far as the lessons in school. Unless they're going to a Catholic school or a school that deals with the course of religion, you know, for me, it's worthless at the end of the day because, again, you can get that outside of school where it's supposed to be gotten anyway because that's an institution in and of itself. Just like school is an institution, church is an institution. Just like church don't try to teach English and arithmetic in history, unless it's the history of the Bible. So for me, that's my spin because, again, this is where we are right now with that same argument and religion, the way it's been given and the way we present it, the same way it's been given in the stories instead of the personal relationship. But that's my personal opinion on that one, you know, because it's people's personal relationship. And for me, going back to truly understand the way I see the Bible now, it's telling us about the cosmos related to our bodies. The movement of the cosmos is what's moving in this little universe in our body. We haven't understood because we're still hung up on stories, but that's part of the food for thought, you know, bringing it to the table, bringing it to our thinking so that we can have pertinent conversations that will gear us to what we should be vibrating on since we are the so-called chosen ones. So we'll see just who's chosen just by thought. We don't even have to say it. That's why it's food for thought. It starts with the thought before it comes
yeah.
out in word, before it comes out in action. You think it, say it, and do it. Thought is faster than light, so but we won't even get into that. Did you have another current event that you wanted to bring up?
Well, with this also, y'all, there is a petition that's going around now from change.org to repeal this law, which I have signed, and I hope that others would join me in signing this because I do not feel as though that Jesus should be illegal. You know, and if they're going to come after Christians, they're going to come after whoever or whatever you serve or don't serve, but whatever it is that you do, eventually they're going to come after you too. And so since this was put in place in 1991, and the only thing I remember from back then was that, you know, they made it illegal to pray in school and things like that. And I remember telling my sons that no one can stop you from praying. You know, you still bless your food before you eat it and everything else. You know, you don't have to stand up and, you know, do your prayer. You can do your prayer in your head. But, you know, I mean, they've been coming after Christians for a long time. And we see where this is coming from. And that's what I wanted to add.
Okay. So that's good. If that's what you feel and that's what's in your heart, then do what you're doing because, again, that's part of your journey, a part of you, what you're supposed to be doing, and you're echoing your feelings to the family. So those who would like to join that movement, you know, hey, please do it. You know, if that's that vibration that we feel, that's where we go. That's where the energy is leading you.
Yes.
So But with that being said, again, real quick, I can hear your voice in the background crackling and misheading
me
over. I'll go and get started so you can relax your voice, and when
Thank
you have something to add in, you can jump in. So I'd like to start here, family, since we're dealing with the food for thought. And I've been talking to certain family members and, you know, letting them know I've been getting a lot of downloads lately. I've been going to bed at 4 or 5 in the morning because I've been up just receiving so many downloads. But this one, I really wanted to share with the family. And especially, this is dedicated to Mother AZ, because we happened to talk the day that I happened to, or the evening that I got this download. And she called, and she was talking about her physical therapist. And it hit me real funny because this particular piece is entitled PT, A Way to the Galactic Federation. And as I just stated, PT actually stands for physical therapy or physical therapist. But we're going to see how the physical now becomes mental. So here it is. Relax your mind, family, and just journey with this story. Once upon an age, in the day of the Watchers, aka the consciousness of the Galactic Federation, capable of creating galaxies, was first laid on man's mind, but because of his disobedience, it was later repossessed and placed along with the secrets of the pyramids until a more positive attitude towards this most sacred phenomenon, a positive thought, is required. These celestial projects of positive thoughts waited along with the co-inhabitants of the queen, kings, and pharaohs, like sleeping beauties being asleep. It would take a kiss to release them and awaken them into the image of the chosen one. Know thyself. You are the key. Your positive thought is your own award, because the true reward is your positive thought getting you on the vibration of the Galactic Federation. And this is why we keep missing, because our thoughts aren't positive. By number, Galactic is 2, Federation is 5. Positive is 2, thought is 5. That's the frequency. That's the vibration that the Galactic Federation recognizes when we conversate. Our conversations are there. And I thank you for Parliament as always, Sister Antoinette, but it's just like using Parliament for me as that springboard that has had me on a positive thought to the Galactic Federation for years. When Parliament says, make my funk, the P-funk, I want my funk uncut. I want the bomb. I want the P-funk. I want my funk uncut. Make my funk the P-funk before I take it home. As I've said for so long, funk for me is thought. So the P of the thought or funk, positive. Make my thought, the positive thought. I want my thought uncut. I want the bomb. I want the positive thought. I want my thought uncut. Make my thought the positive thought before I take it home. I'm bringing it home, family. Home is 14. That's part of the thought. That's part of the food at home. I'm bringing it to the table. Parliament, for me, has been telling us this for decades. And again, the key is, where do you get your thought from? I'm giving you mine. We all got a thought. Bring it to the table, family. So I definitely wanted to start off on that. And like I said, from Mother AZ, which really got me, Mother AZ and a relative of mine, both people call them from the West Coast, one in California, the other one, Arizona, Mother AZ. But the interesting thing was that both of them, when they called me, inquired about the number 6. And it just so happened Saturday was the 6th, dealing with being May 1st, May Day. May 1st, 5-1 is 6. And the interesting thing, Mother AZ called me at 9:25. Which comes to 7. My cousin from California called me at 3:40, which comes
another
to a 7. Thank you. So I'm like, oh, this is this is wonderful. This is great. Because, again, these things are confirmation for me, because 7 is journey. And when I see that 7, it lets me know this is part of my journey. This is a part of what I'm supposed to be doing. Here's a question for the family, as well as you, Sister Antoinette, and it had me, I love to get into a thought that has me to think a very different way, and the numbers constantly do it. You mentioned this particular saying a while back. I think you said that, I think it was Sister Kim that had asked you to ask me about the last being first. Do you remember that?
Sort of. I sort of remember that.
Okay, so anyway, family, what I want to take us with is what I saw in that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where we actually are. When we look at it, the last shall be first. When we look at the number last, it's 16, which is a 7. There's that 7 again.
Yes.
And first comes up to 29, which is a 2.
Mm-hmm.
But when we think of that 7 being last, where are we right now? It's called
last.
Aquarius.
Yeah.
It's called Aquarius, though. Aquarius is 7. See? And this is the last, because for all of us, and I mean all of us that were remotely here, the archives, these tapes, my words, any words, this is the last stage for us, because it lasts 2,160 years. We all ain't going to be here. I also, now, it all depends on how much of the nonsense with this coronavirus going down the line, that who will be here in the next 2,160 years. But saying that is just to say that this is the last, dealing with Aquarius. Will be first. Well, the first, when we look biblically at the book, the last book is called what? Revelations. Well, Revelations comes to 38, which is a 2. First comes to 29, which is a 2. Well, that's what we're talking about now. Aquarius in the time or the age of Revelations. But the deeper thing than that is understanding that that 7 and that 2, 7-2 we know as a 9, is no more than our positive journey. It's no more than our conscious mind. This is why we're talking about conscious now. Conscious is 7. This is why we're all talking about nature, getting back in nature, at the end, at the last being the first. In Revelations, we're talking about nature. We're talking about our consciousness. We're talking about our journey at the end, see? But it's a new beginning because it's not the end. We're now talking about what we should have been talking about all along, nature, our consciousness, our journey, our particular angle, our particular way, our particular song that we sing. This is what we're all talking about. We have to remember where we are in this artificial time that man has constructed, because even under this age that we're in called Aquarius, biblically understanding, since we're in the end, Revelations takes us right to the third horseman. The third horseman. And when we did our show last week, it was called 5G. 5 plus 7 is 12, which is 3, the third horseman. So when we look at the third horseman, understanding the third horseman came under the age or sign of Aquarius. This is where we are.
Yes.
And the third horseman was the only horseman out of the four who could talk. Why? Because he had a specific message to give or deliver. This is the message that we are connecting to in Aquarius now that we're talking about, because it's metaphorically. And when we understand our connections to the metaphors of where we are in the book at the end, we understand what the third horseman represents. Because he rode in, the third horseman is the three, he rode in on a black horse, black. Well, that's that 2 and 3, that 20, 21, 2 and 3. And he rode in during the time of famine. We really don't have famine, but we do, because what are they doing? Manipulating, modifying, changing, injecting, doping up the food, water,
and
air.
Yeah, so we really don't have real food.
This is why it is a man-made famine, not the famine that we had looking biblically on how the locusts came and it was no. They're doing it where they're stopping farmers from growing, they're stopping us from collecting rainwater, all of this stuff is all under this one umbrella and this banner.
Yep.
And remembering that third horseman, the basic thing that he had when he rode in, he came in with a pair of balance in his hand. Well, why, if this is the time of famine, would you come in with balance? But remember, he was the only horseman that could talk. What does the balance represent? Well, balance is 15. 15 plus 15, to balance, comes to 30. We're back to the third horseman. 30 or 3 are words.
Yeah.
The balance was the good word. Good is 15. Word is 15. Balance, 15 and 15. The good word.
Mm-hmm.
Because he spoke. So we are supposed to be vibrating on those particular good words, or as I said or stated at the beginning, positive thoughts, that we start getting the reply from the Galactic Federation. For those who are in religion, it's the same thing. Don't get it twisted. You might call it I am. But we locked in a story. Get on a number to get on your piece, and don't be discouraged by anybody else's food that they bring to the table, because you bring in yours. See, we got to see this in every conceivable way possible. We limit ourselves by a story. and it's somebody else's story that we have gravitated to, that we limit our thinking no farther than, and then we embrace it wholeheartedly and repeat it over and over again until it becomes a part of us or a part of the individual. See, because I'm not trapped in any of it. I love getting it from the family, but once I get it, I decode it, and it becomes personally mine. And that's the way I give it. And everybody responds to certain things, not everything that I say, because it's only certain things along my journey that are for certain people that journey the same path that they picked up on that I'm giving through my conversation that they're receiving. That's why that seven conversation that we always talk about when we're talking about a higher consciousness, that's no more than your higher conversation. Your conversation takes you higher because your conversation reflects your journey. And your journey basically expresses the lessons you have learned from your experiences in life. In order, once we know through our journey, our gift, we can help others on their journey. Not on my journey, I'm on my personal journey like we all are. But once we know that gift of one's journey through one's conversation, through one's conviction, through one's intention, all of that is seven. That's part of your journey to put the emphasis on what it is that you do. For me, it's the number showing the emphasis, the stamp, even in the conviction of my conversation that I say, I have that conviction behind the number of the words that I speak. This is why I'm not afraid of any man, as King said, when I'm using this occult language of English that I see the gain within this occult language we speak, and picking it apart becomes my enjoyment. So, again, all that joy that I have, that I share, that's all part of the journey that I'm bringing to the table, family, that we all have bits and pieces of our journey that we can share, because we know we don't share any and everything with any and everybody.
True. That is so true. Brother Eddie, you were speaking about Sister Paris, and Sister Paris,
yes,
is on the line with her hand up.
Okay,
so,
well,
since you were
Sister
talking
Paris
about
it,
I said, well, we have to bring her in. Okay.
Yes, because this is a round table. So, yes, bring Sister,
yes,
Paris in.
And Sister Paris?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Hello.
Yes, we can. How you doing, dear heart?
If right now, if somebody showed up with some morphine or some white lightning, I am not kidding you. So,
yeah.
I
think it's the
okay.
weather. I think it's the weather. I've been suffering a lot, too. I think
okay.
it's the weather.
Well, it's interesting, and greetings, Sister Antoinette. Greetings, family. And Brother Harris, oh, man,
yeah,
you a trip. Sister Antoinette, I would
yes.
like to I would love to dedicate this to my great-grandson down there in Phoenix, Jaden Lewis, and my brother Bobby Paris of Vision One Women, because what you are about to share and what you've shared about the Galactic Federation, Brother Harris, the Palladians have been with me for a minute, and I was introduced to the Palladians. I didn't know they were always there in 2009 and 2009, and when I got back home, well, in 2008, I woke up from a dream, and it said the Galactic Federation, and I made a little a card to put on the altar, don't know why, on a drum that said Galactic Federation in 2008. And right after that, I moved to the hood. But let me get to the point. There's a lot downloads, too, that I've been getting while being here in the nursing home for recovery. And I have this tree out there. It's a mesquite tree. And I call it the elder mother of wisdom. This is a wisdom tree. And since I've been here, there have been female woodpeckers, not male, female woodpeckers pecking on this tree. And I took it as to that they were getting energy or getting knowledges. I think when they're pecking, do the woodpecker, are they eating, or that's just their habit? When they peck, is that because they're eating?
Yeah, they
I'm
basically,
asking,
can you hear me, Mud AZ?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Yeah, the woodpeckers, when they peck, they're pecking holes because they hear insects that live inside the trees. You know, as you break the bark, the trees open, you see grubs and other insects. The woodpecker hears that.
They
have very sensitive ears. And they peck so that they can peck a hole in order to get the little bugs that's inside the tree.
Well, I'm going to take that a step further. In this mesquite tree, the little grubs has the energy. The little creatures that the woodpecker consumes has the knowledges within them. And when the female woodpecker eats those little creatures, she's consuming that wisdom from this tree. And that's exactly what I've been doing. And I'm like, wow. The Galactic Federation, you pay attention, family, because the Palladians are communicating. Something is getting ready to happen all over the planet, but it's specifically here in this location in Arizona. I'm here in Sierra Vista, which is Buffalo Soldier country, and also Reverend Asa Allen, who created the Bible College there in Miracle Valley, Arizona. And Jesse Jackson was a part of the investigation of seeing that. And it's about the numbers, family. Even the scriptures, Brother Harris, that my brother sent me, I'm going to send them to you, because I like to, you and Sister Antoinette, when she's feeling better, to do a show on these scriptures. Because what my brother told me, that Jesus was not hung on the cross. He was hung on the tree. And these scriptures say this. Sister Antoinette, Brother Harris, are you aware of this?
Well, I've heard different variations of stories. And again, I take the numbers of everything now. I don't just with a story. So even
That's
understanding
right.
what you just mentioned in numbers, it's the same number. See, because story is 22. When they gave us the story of the cross is 22. When they told us it was a cross, it was an actual damn tree. Tree is 22. For if you know all this, you have the wisdom. Wisdom is 22. Follow your own path when you see the story. It's in us. We got to be able to see and line this up and fill in the gaps. Because, yes, it's been a big-ass lie. We keep saying it. That's why lie is 12. This is the year 21, the year of the lie in reverse. And that's what we think. It's a big reverse that they're doing. It's a big lie.
Okay,
so we can figure this all out by the number behind the word. It lines up. Find it. It's there.
Okay, now, Brother Bobby, did you hear what Brother Harris said? Because hopefully you will take the time to go back to this archive and notice I'm not cussing, and nobody else is cussing on this podcast, Brother Bobby. So I love you. I love you, little brother. Thank you so much, Sister Antoinette, and you just chill and feel better, my sister. I love you too. Love us. Go ahead, Brother Harris.
We love you, and you feel better, and we're going to continue to send you that energy of good health and speedy recovery and everything that you need, you know, in that area. And I'd like to say, yes, a lot of things are happening, not just in your area, but in that whole area of the West, and it's a lot of alien activity that's happening right now. And a lot of this stuff that we talk about, we're being distracted from talking about these things with this alien disclosure that's actually happening and unfolding, because a lot of activity over there in Las Vegas, Arizona, California, you know, are happening all the time, you know.
Okay.
And it's revving up. They're trying to get people attention on being able to go back out in public without the mask as long as they get the vaccine. Go ahead, Mother.
Can I interject? Thank you so much. Family, Bobby, Jaden, my great-grandson, did you hear what Brother Harris said? And he is an indigenous people. He is not Caucasian. Neither am I Caucasian. When I went to Miracle Valley, last year, with Lisa, who took me there, I saw a stagecoach in another dimension. And I also saw a doggone spaceship. And again, family, I am an indigenous being, black, colored, or Negro, or however you want to put it. Okay, I am not Caucasian. And what I am putting out into the universe, that more of our complexion people, meaning indigenous people, would get up off of this anyway, and know that it is not worshiping the devil because you happen to have been abducted. I have. My sister, when we were in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, we lost 6 or 7 hours of time, and my brother Bobby told me what happened. I didn't remember all of that, but my sister did, okay? So people, a lot of things are unfolding, especially like Brother Harris said, Brother Bobby, due to numbers in your Bible verses. Numbers are everything, but you don't have to take it from me. Do your research, just like Brother Harris does. And back to the indigenous people, wake up, indigenous people. Because there's a lot of knowledges that we too have, but we don't want to talk about it. We're too scared because we're afraid of what somebody might say. But right now, I'm at a level I don't care anymore. If I live, I live. If I don't, I don't. And maybe I shouldn't have put that out there, but that's just the way I'm feeling right now, family. And I do my best to share as much as I can, because people do not care anymore about their fellow man, and especially ones who look like us. We don't care about yourself, us, the indigenous people, and especially women. I'm going to be on the Female Solution tomorrow with Dr. Lateef talking about some issues, and I hope you're there, Sister Antoinette and Brother Harris and anybody else who's listening. These are very important. And another thing, I want to say this again. I can't put emphasis on it very much. Indigenous peoples, wake up, especially the women. I'm here in Sierra Vista. It's Fort Huachuca here, all right? And it's other things going on galactically and otherwise. I'll talk about some of that tomorrow on the show. But indigenous women, you better wake up and start loving yourself and your sisters, because that's going to be the saving grace. And the last thing that I put emphasis on, get your buns out in Mother Nature, on Mother Earth. And when people do not respect the earth, you expect chaos. Remember that. You are going to get repercussions from not respecting Mother Earth, indigenous people, black people, Negro people, or however you want to label it. Thank us. I want to listen, Brother Harris.
Thank you, Sister Press. And Sister Press, we're wishing and hoping and believing for you to have a speedy recovery. And for those that are sick and ill, want to bring up Brother Ray. Don't y'all forget Brother Ray is in a rehabilitation center. And his brother Walter, from what I told, is now hospitalized. So we want to keep them up in memory. We want to make sure that we don't forget our elders, y'all.
Definitely.
And, you know, and so that's the reason I want to really stress the drumming, because we have the drums. So that, you know, Brother Ray started this. This was his belief. You know, this is what, you know, God has told him, the drum. So we want to drum also for healing for our brother and for his brother and for all of us. You know, we want to drum. We want to make sure that we get that out. So, y'all, please don't forget the drumming, and please don't forget to send your healing thoughts to the family and to those that are family of the families.
Well, Sister Antoinette, I got my drum over my head here at my bed. I had my neighbor to go in there and get two drums, my little teeny djembe and my turtle drum behind my head, above my head here. So it's been here. It got here Saturday, I think. Anyway, I got my drums here with me.
Yeah, my granddaughter,
and
when she was here, she picked up, because we have a little mini drum, you know, it sits on the desktop, you know, like you're, and she picked it up. Instead of her, you know, drumming on it like you usually drum, she took it, and she was doing it like a tambourine.
A djembe? Oh, wow.
Oh, and she was doing it like that, and then she got to singing. And she was patting her leg and everything else, standing up and shaking it and everything. And I told her, I said, baby, you think you're in church, don't you?
Now, how young is she, Sister Antoinette, if you don't mind me asking?
She's three. She'll be four this year. And I was getting it mixed up, and I kept saying she was two. But she's three now. She'll be four this year. So she was just going.
Thank you for sharing that. That made me smile. Thank you, sister.
Well, I'm glad it did. She makes me smile. I miss her. But that's Miss Kim's baby. So we there's only so much we can do or say, because that's Miss Kim's baby.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'll mute and move forward, Brother Harris.
Yes, ma'am. And again, yes, we constantly sending our positive energy, prayers, and love your way to give you the strength that you need to recover.
Yes,
and
thank
you. Again, for Brother Ray and his brother and all of the other people who are physically and or mentally ill, we will put prayers up to you and send our intention in our conversation along with the drumming, because drum itself is seven. The drum is part of the conversation. Without the words being spoken, you speak with the drum. It's the same seven, baby, and you know how long we've been communicating with the drum. We're just getting back to seeing what we are capable of doing by seeing the number of the words, and what we say at this last is becoming the first. Because last is seven. We're using the drum, the seven. We're using the Aquarius. We're using nature. We're using our conversation. We're getting higher on our conversation.
Well, you know, Brother Harris, I'm a seven, and this is interesting that drum is a seven. My turtle drum, it you know, anyhow. And Brother Ray, empty your phone, sir, so I can leave you a message.
He lost it, Sister Paris. He lost his phone. He lost his phone.
Oh.
So I haven't spoken with him, but I'm getting messages from someone else regarding Brother Ray, but he had lost his home in, at the rehab place.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
He has no one's numbers. He doesn't have my number. No, I
right.
don't think he has Miss Kim's number, but so.
That's the thing. That's one of the things I say all the time. We have to start using our minds again instead of
yes.
remembering
yeah.
numbers,
yeah.
numbers, numbers.
Yeah.
If you can't, there's nothing wrong with writing a daggone number down in order to keep it so you have it if something like this ever occurs. You drop your phone, you lose your phone, it becomes messed up, out of power. You always got numbers, if you don't know them by heart, that you can call.
Write it down.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's
okay.
the key to being a writer. So, again, and one thing I want to mention that I mentioned last week that was most great dealing with help and health for ourselves when I was mentioning the dandelions, family. Yes, the dandelions are great. Got me some today, drunk them, it's all good. But the key that I did not mention is don't go picking dandelions from anybody's yard, just like we're talking about the food you eat, because you're going to put
mm-hmm.
that in your body. And if you don't
yeah.
know the people you picking dandelions from, you don't know if they put weed killer, grass killer, poison, what's been put in that soil if you don't know. If it's not coming out of your yard or somebody you know, you better ask somebody, that old saying, before you just go in anybody's yard and start pulling up dandelions because they're free. People really don't care. But again, you want to show that connection by being respectful before you set foot on anybody's property and start picking up dandelions. But I say the key is to make sure that there's no toxic or poisons that's been sprayed in that line that you will now ingest or digest. So that was the key thing that I missed last week.
Forgive me. I like to take it
mm-hmm.
a step further.
Okay.
You know, people have different energies and different spirits
mm-hmm.
that is with a person.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Mm-hmm.
in their yard, and you're walking in their yard to pick this, well, they walk in their yard too. So what spirits are with them, and do you want that spirit hung on to you? Because everything
that's
may look good on
that.
The outside, but you don't know what's going on the inside.
I like that. I like that. So, again, that's just being hooked into the nature of the seven that we're talking about, because, again, nature being seven is the energy that they leave in their soil, if they walk in their soil or don't. Whatever energy is vibrating out of that home is vibrating in that yard too. So again, yes, energy is seven. That's part of the nature that we're getting, and that's part of the nature that we're supposed to vibrate through our conversation, especially having positive thoughts in order to get to the Galactic Federation, the I Am, the Big Bang. It's in your own mind. That's the Big Bang. See, your conscious mind is your Big Bang. So, yes. And
yeah,
that
we have another caller. Am I cutting across you, Brother Eddie? Forgive me.
A little bit, but that's okay because, again, this is family and again. But go ahead. Let's bring in the caller.
Okay. Brother Kwame.
Well, good evening, Sister Antoinette.
And
good
evening,
Brother
Eddie.
And good evening,
how you
Mommy
doing, my dear brother?
I'm
how
very
doing?
Good. Thanks for asking. But I'm concerned about Sister Antoinette because that voice is sounding weak, and we
yeah.
know what that leads to, and we got to be concerned.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Don't be concerned. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm good, y'all. I'm good. I just need to drink
well,
some tea. And the
well,
weather
yeah,
is up. It's rainy and stuff today, so it's just I'm drained, I'm tired and everything, and I have no reason to be tired.
Okay. The old saying
if
goes.
If you say so.
What
a hard head makes what?
But I'm fine.
A hard head
yep.
makes what?
I'm fine.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway,
and now we hear the daddy and Brother Eddie.
That's funny because Brother Kwame sure does sound like your dad. Just it tripped me out over here. I needed that. I needed that, Brother Kwame. Thank us.
Well, and you too, Mom AZ, you know, you there with the Learning Tree. You know, there was a movie mm-hmm. out by Gordon Parks called The Learning Tree.
I remember that. I read that book.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was a book also. So it's a very important mm-hmm. lesson in those trees. Because yeah. you know, trees are the things that stand straight on this planet that brings down everything that we're being inundated with, because we're having a lot of great shifts. And I heard mm-hmm. Eddie was talking about the Galactic Federation. And see, we just had a CME that hit the Earth, and what was it, the second and third. So we got the energy because it thunderstormed and it rained and stormed down here and tornadoes. And then they had earthquakes around the planet also. So these energies are coming in to bring about change. And, you know, today is a powerful day because it's 5-5 and 2021 is 5. So it's 5-5-5. And it's a big day of change because we're on this show and talking about what's coming at Kitchen Table University. And that was a sister named Andia. And Andinka, what's her name, Mama AZ? She had a poem called
It's Andinka. Yeah. It's
right.
Andinka. It's Andinka
right.
Hill.
Right. And she wrote this poem about Kitchen Table University. And it's a thing to where we do all of our learning at that Kitchen Table University. You know, we eat our meals and we do. But, you know, the thoughts that we have, that we table, but the thing of it is that what's in our hearts. I mean, we have a lot of thoughts and we have a lot of things that are coming. But I've been looking at some real interesting things dealing with the genes and what's happening with this galactic consciousness is coming in. It's changing the energy in our genes to where the crystalline is being activated, because the crystalline is piezo, and we're creating new electrical neural nets in the mind. And these are the things in which we're being attempted to be infected by this interference that they're doing with these different frequencies and then the inoculations of people. And we who have receive these energies and knowing what it is that we're receiving it, and then we're transmitting it. And that's what I love about Brother Eddie, because he transmits from words to numbers. And that's why I sent him that thing about Lynch. Did you get that, what I sent you about what did Lynch mean, the number for Lynch?
Me? I don't recall
no,
that.
No, Brother Eddie. Brother
oh,
Eddie.
Okay.
Yeah, I did get that, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, and I was trying to see what did you come up with it, because it just, spirit just hit me with it. It says Lynch, and I was going over some things about Lynch, and I said that's because they're letting your nation control hate. That's what Lynch felt. You know, I'm always going to take a word and make another one out of it, but that's what it says, is that letting your nation control hate. And that's what it does. It let those ones who have that hate in it, that go and put sheets on and do this, and now they put on uniforms and they, you know, let this nation do what it does best in showing its hate. And we're now in this shift. And we're understanding that love is more powerful than hate, because, you know, hate, it only comes about from fear. You can only, if you love something, you can't hate it unless you fear it. And then once you fear, it's because you lack the understanding of how to love it and how to love yourself. And so, and it's really important, and my daughter just sent me today, she was, you know, I'm grateful for my child. She said, Dad, look what they found in Africa, in Kenya. They just found a baby that was ceremonially buried in a cave in Kenya 78,000 years ago, intact. 78,000 1,000 years ago, a little African child was put into a cave in a grave, and now they've uncovered it. So this is really birthing some information, because all that is going on there on the continent, with all of the presidents getting killed and them doing what they did to the chiefs and people in South Africa, they discover, even though y'all are trying to kill off all this, the Creator sent a skeleton of a 78,000-year-old African child to let you know we're still here.
Brother Kwame.
Yes.
May I ask, was it male or female?
Well, they don't know. They're still researching it to see, you know, because they x-rayed the skeleton. They got a little picture. I'll text you the National Geographic and what they did with it. But it's powerful because they got it. It's in a little fetal position. And they have it, you know, with the little fro on it and the whole thing of it still intact.
That is good.
So for me,
they found
that
today?
Found it today.
Today, okay. So let me interject real quick, because that's where I wanted to go. And I just love the numbers of everything that you're giving to it, because it all adds up. As you said, I stated too at the beginning, 555, today's date. And that comes to a 15. And there's no coincidence that you're talking about this baby, regardless of what sex, because baby comes to 7, y'all. That's part of the 7, the conversation that we're having right now, that's giving us our power to what we're doing by seeing the number. And why did they bring it today on 555, talking about what? 78,000 years ago? Ain't 7 plus 8, 15? Ain't we back to 6, like 555? See, we start seeing our own story. And by the way, before I forget, Brother Kwame, the word Lynch comes up to 5. It's 14. Where's that 5 again? Dealing with the 555. And you talked about love. Love is 5. 14 again. That you have to have love to phase out hate. Come on. It's all in the numbers, family. We on the 5.
Right.
Go ahead. I just wanted to interject that, family.
Yeah, but on the news today, they were talking about 250 billionaires they're now trillionaires in this time of COVID, and you know, the Waltons that own Walmart, the Facebook and that, and then some others, even the pharmaceutical companies now are looking at their trillionaires and making this chemical compound to infect more people with. But this is the thing, and even the part of what they're talking about, the J&J, and it's doing more damage. They were talking about trying to take it off the market because what it's causing, you know, people are having bad reactions to it. So, you know, we just pray and stay prayed up and keep communicating and sharing and loving. We'll be all right.
May I be heard?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you said J&J, Brother Kwame. What's J&J?
Johnson and Johnson. Remember they made the virus.
Yes.
Vaccine. You know, we used to use J&J to put on our babies' bottoms. Now we put them in our arms.
Yes. Wow. Oh, yes. I got you. Okay. Thank God.
Like I said, it was crazy anyway when I saw anybody, especially black people or women, going to take that particular vaccine. Any of them is wrong to me, but to take that particular one, and they still suing J&J for baby and talcum powder. For the cancer that women and babies have received, and you would go take something from a pharmaceutical or a company but all these companies have been sued. So, again, do the research and you'll find out what they were sued for, when. So,
You know, Brother Eddie, a while back, someone had asked me, wait a minute, I don't think you can hear. Oh, yes, you can. Someone had asked me about when they first came out with these lawsuits with Johnson & Johnson and the baby powder. And I had researched what was in the baby powder. And I was astonished. They were using the plaster from the 9/11 buildings was integrated in with the baby powder.
Mm.
So that's what was causing all these high rises of cancer.
Right, but the other thing that a lot of people on 9/11 had too is because the building and the time that it was built, they used asbestos. The building was lined with asbestos. Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And which causes cancer. A terrible cancer. I know somebody who died from that. It was terrible. From asbestos.
Right.
They lost their limbs and everything. They lost both legs and, you know, it was truly a horrible, horrible death.
Yeah, but you look at, okay, so many a few thousand people died in the actual demolishment of those buildings. But the people, the aftermath of those people that breathed in all that dust and was contaminated, and still people are dying from it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's taking us even farther back to last week when we was talking about 5G, because I've seen some more words with that number that we talked about. Again, bringing some of the other words back, that they use these words, but when we see the numbers, we know where it's leading, or we can find out where it's leading by checking the other words with the same number. So they've been using, and they're going to constantly use, this nonsense called green energy, green 5, energy 7. But as Kwame said, the energy is going through a change, energy 7, Change 5, 5G. What we can do to help defend ourselves is use crystals. Crystals have energy. Crystals 5, energy 5. Once we understand the powers of the crystals, we now learn the rituals. Rituals 5, energy 5. By using the crystals and using the rituals, we now get the energy. What they are trying to do is offset it with a chemical compound. Chemicals is 5. Chemicals is the vaccine. Vaccine is 5. To take or drain our energy. Drain is 7.
Yes.
So the 5G is the vaccine and chemicals that drain our energy, or better yet, our consciousness.
Yes, but we have a caller with their hands up.
Okay, let me finish this real quick. The 5G is us entering Aquarius family. This is what we're constantly talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Once we understand that we are in this age of Aquarius, this is why we are talking now about our true nature. True nature is 5G.
Yes.
The true nature is linked to our ancient memory. Ancient is 5, memory 7, 5G. We can do this when we constantly talking about going outside and grounding our feet in the earth, on the soil, where feet is 5 and grounded is 7. This is all part of back in nature, and once when our feet grounded, we now get the rays from a particular angle that gives us even more energy, because angle is 7, rays is 5. The angles of rays, the angle gives us energy coming directly from the rays. All of this is part of the true nature that we're getting back to, that we're talking about, that helps us when we hear these things, we don't go out and apply them. So we start to get inundated with all of this energy and power that we're talking about, that we start to experience once we get out there and do it. The slogan for Nike was just do it. Damn it, that's 5. He comes to 41. So just do it, family. That's the five. So I wanted to add those. And please start focusing and change your conversation to a higher vibration.
Yes.
Change is five. Conversation is seven. 5G is in our conversation because the conversation itself also goes right back to the Galactic Federation, which is seven. All of that's the seven, part of the conversation, family. Part of the nature that we're talking about, part of Aquarius, part of the memory, is all part of the Galactic Federation. All of that's the seven, because we're being reprogrammed, which is a seven. And after I drop that seven for the reprogram, Sister Antoinette, or whoever's going to say something, say it, and forgive me, caller, Sister Antoinette, bring you on in.
Okay. Erico 740.
Greetings. Greetings, family.
Greetings, brother.
Greetings, family.
Sister Antoinette. How you doing, Brother Eddie, Brother Kwame?
All right.
Mama AZ in the house. I just want to say, you know, I'm really going to put some meditative thought into Brother Ray, because that was pretty disturbing to get that information with. Mama AZ, we got Sister Gail in the hospital. We got just family member after family member seemingly coming down with something.
Wow.
Just another reminder. It's right on point with what Brother Eddie is saying, and to raise our thinking about how we think about others, how we feel about them. Hard times for everybody right now. We can't always be where we want to be, because I want to be more helpful to the family than I have been able to. However, once my situation gets remedied, I won't have any issues reaching out and fulfilling some of the obligations I have taken on. So, again, family, just peace to everyone. Raise that consciousness. You know, shout out to Brother Robert X. He sent me a little something a few weeks ago, and I'm really appreciative of everybody giving, not just thoughts and prayers, but, you know, monetarily and just support me in what I was going through. So thanks a lot, everyone. I really
is
appreciate
this Brother
y'all.
Jeff?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah.
It is, indeed.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yep. We're going to be doing some heavy meditating tonight on Brother Ray. That was pretty shocking to hear. So.
Yes, and please add my family, too. I didn't say it, and
oh,
I don't know if any of y'all don't know it, but my son and his wife and my granddaughter, they have been diagnosed with COVID. So they seem to be getting better. So we're just going to keep praying them through.
All right. Well, I got plenty of candles, so I'll be up for a little bit tonight. I'm going to send all y'all some good energy out.
Good.
May I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Greetings, Dr. Jeffrey. Had not heard from you, my friend. But anyway, you reach out to me after the show if you're still up. And what I want to ask, love is, what was I going to ask you, Brother Eddie? Love is, what is love and hate.
Love
is, so love and hate are five.
No. Hate is not five. That's why it's not the same number. You have a different number. Hate is actually 19, which is one.
Yep.
See, but when you understand 19 also comes to the word wrong.
Mm.
So when you hate, you're wrong.
Yep.
That's why you come to one. When you hate, you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get on that frequency of love, baby. That's part of the Federation. Federation is five. Love is five. That's what the Federation is vibing on.
Well, I'm telling my body, family, you know, it kind of feels like lightning bolts every second, but I'm saying every time the lightning bolt zooms, I say, oh, I just love you. I just love you so much. Oh, I just love you. I said, I love you. So I'm doing that method, family.
And for me, I love it too, Mother AZ, because I just, when you said it, I didn't think of it until you said it, because I don't use that word boat. But when I looked at the letter, I mean, the number of boat, it comes to 13. Lightning comes to 27. We would call that Jesus and God. We would call that revealing spirit. Every time that lightning bolt hit, it's revealing a spiritual essence in you. You're connecting your body to your mind spiritually. So you find the numbers and even the words you say, and you make that what you want it to be, because it's the same way with talking to your cells, talking to your body to help heal your body, because it's positive frequencies of your voice that they respond to. Because your cell is no more than instructions. Your cell receives instructions from who? You.
Me. So then
so
you got that YouTube video, did you not?
Of course, I saw that video. Yeah, but it took me to so many other places. You know, because again, I'm hearing numbers in what everybody is saying. So the video was great, but it took me where I needed to go. You know, and the sharing is part of the Galactic Federation of knowing we have those helping powers to help heal ourselves once we, again, start to communicate with our body like our body is trying to communicate with us, but a lot of people don't listen to their bodies.
True.
They don't listen to what the body's trying to tell them. They wait till they become in serious problems where they have to go seek out so-called medical help. But before it got to the extreme, the body was already telling them. That little pain,
well,
that little ache, that little this, it was not addressed and talked to, just like when we talk through meditation and get into our visualization. It's the same thing, and communicating with your body the same way.
You're right. Yes, sir. I know you're fussing at me with love, Brother Kwame. I know he's over there. I hear him talking stuff in his mind, and I know I love the stronghold so much and other things so much out in the earth. I really went to the extreme, family. So I'm dealing with these issues. Now I have to. So that's what you do. You pay attention when it's a little twinge, and you don't say, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. No. You better look into it right away, family. So thank us.
Thank you. Brother
like
Jeffrey, were you complete? Brother Jeffrey? Okay. All right. Well, Brother Eddie, I guess Brother Jeffrey's silent now.
Okay. I just wanted to add this. Okay. I want to add this with Mother AZ and the family, even with Seven, since we're talking about different things that we respond to the body. Something as simple as you having an itch. I'm itching. It has a number. Connect that to the number of where you're going on your journey. Because, again, when you understand Seven is journey, itching is seven. That itching is telling you something along your journey that we're not paying attention to, because we think we just itching because some ashy skin. That might be a part of it, but that itching is telling you something else. What when you itch and you don't have ashy skin, you don't have psoriasis or some skin disease that dries up your skin. But if you do, are you paying attention to what you're going through when you start itching? Because there's something happening around you that your body is also trying to tell you or warn you about. But again, that's the way I see it, seeing the numbers connecting it to the whole. And that's just my part or piece of my portion of the food that I'm sharing tonight at the table. So again, hopefully those who have something to give and to share would definitely share. Because Mother AZ made another comment that gets me with us a lot, trying to define somebody else's bull malarkey about any word that we speak. If we are the creators and we're the wordsmiths, we use whatever word we want to use the way we want to use it in our own etymology. The heck with what they're talking about, because that's how we get twisted. Always talking about they, them, and their stuff, their way, instead of putting our spin, because spin is just 15 again, which is your word. That's why you put your spin on it, on everything. For me, that comes out your mouth, it should be your spin, your word. Not giving me they shit, which is also a six. And pardon me for Mother AZ's brother, if he's listening, Brother Bobby, but you've heard that word before, no problem. So, but just going to this particular phrase that I hear people always tripping on the word black, 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 and every time I get something, it ain't never nobody's their damn definition. It's a definition for somebody else's damn dictionary. Well, you the dictionary. Yeah. Get yours on black. Nobody can, because it's always somebody else's. Come on, family. It's the number. So you created, you are the wordsmith. And by the way, wordsmith is four. God, spiritual, fight. That's our fight. Be the wordsmith, darn it. Well, let me calm down. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, with that, this, Brother Eddie, how about if we take a break and we come back inside,
y'all?
We'll
come back. We'll come back after we take that break. So, yeah.
Okay, y'all. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back with y'all.
Memory, memory, sweet,
Okay, folks, excuse me. Well, we're back. Brother Eddie, I hope you're with me. I hope you can hear me.
Yes, I can. I'm here. I was on mute,
okay.
But yeah, I'm here.
Good.
Can you hear me?
All right. You know, speaking of memories, Friday, Miss Kim presents the Mothers of Detroit Legends. So I hope that y'all will be with us on Friday so that we can celebrate the mothers of the Detroit Legends. And this is timely because Mother's Day, as y'all know, is Sunday. So if you haven't done anything for your mothers or for the children of your mothers, please do so. Yes, I'm giving y'all a reminder. And for those of us whose mothers aren't with us, that, you know, fix their favorite food or something and you enjoy it, you know, to think of in honor of your mother. Now, I plan on going to the cemetery Sunday, you know, to... But y'all do what you do. Now,
I've been there, done that, you know, since all this was coming up, because this would be the first year with me without my mom, so, I got a nice dinner planned, because like I said, she's here with me, you know, I'm going to sit her on the table with me, along with her picture, and again, fix, like you were just saying, one of her favorite meals, because that was one of the things that we did every Mother's Day. I would fix her and her friend Mother's Day dinner over here or over her house. So that's what I'll be doing. So, and to all the mothers out there, pre-Mother's Day, big ups to all of y'all. You know, much love, because as we know, every day is Mother's Day. You don't stop being mother because Mother's Day is not Sunday. You're mother every day. So big ups.
And don't stop being a mother just because they grown.
So, much love to all the mothers, because, again, there's mothers who are not by blood mothers who are actually better mothers than natural mothers to particular children. And we all know different stories that different people have been through with challenges like that. So, again, the key is to give that love and that uplifting to the moms who are doing what they know they're doing, the right thing. Never needing it, but it's always good to give mothers that little accolades of love and sharing and caring. So, again, much love to all the mothers who are being mothers. And I want to make that plain because, again, a lot of females have had babies. And as Mother AZ says, she's going to be talking to the ladies tomorrow, you know, ain't the mothers that they know they should be, you know.
Yeah.
And that's another story for another time.
You know, goes both ways, because look at the fathers that, they always say the mothers that are being, being mom and dad. Well, look at the fathers that are being mom and dad, because mom is, wherever.
Stop. Because, again, what we're talking about is positive thinking. We got daddy got his day, so why are we going to bring daddy into mama's day? We're talking about the mama's day now. So, again, see, we get off because, again, my intent was not to make this negative. It was giving accolades to the mothers who know who they are and what they're doing being mothers. These are the positive vibes we need to stay on. We know the negative-ass men out here who ain't being the daddies they supposed to be. We're not into that because, again, we got enough negativity going around that you started when you give all of the current events. You very rarely, if ever, give positive current events. It's always negative stuff. See?
Yeah.
So we got enough of that. So we, along now where we are along this journey, are starting to push the positivity of growth, ideals, changes, solutions, and answers to our people. You know, and by talking on a positive vibration and frequency allows people's thoughts to even gravitate towards things positive that they weren't thinking about, because before they started listening to the show prior, they might have been having a negative event that not happened, some situation that was negative, some conversation that wasn't right, something happened during the day that they still carrying with them. So as we say, we're supposed to change that frequency when we get on our classes that we try to give and share to, because it's enough negative shit everywhere else. We don't want to be like everybody because we're not like everybody.
Well,
so we're going to make sure that we are the example to continuously push the positive that we constantly need to be vibrating on. And for me, this is our link to the Galactic Federation, y'all. The more positive thoughts we entertain and we have, the more vibration is linked to the Galactic Federation. So that's what it was all about in the very beginning. So just like I was about to mention before we went on break, the word black, if we wordsmith, make that fit you who you are. Forget everybody else's damn definition. So as it's always been said, and I love the phrase, black is no more than a state of mind. For me, it's a little farther. Black is a state of mind linked to the universe. Bam. Black is two. Link is two. Universe is two. Mind is two. My mind's linked to the universe, so I don't know what everybody else believing in. I can't stop them. Don't want to stop them, but I still give where I am with the numbers of the words how my mind operates. My mind is two, along with that blackness. Blackness is two, along with black. Universe is two. See, thoughts are two. Not just your thought. Plural thoughts are 47, which is two. Voice is two. Lift it and sing, people. Every damn voice and sing. Revelation is two. As we said, first is two. Reaction is two. Are we constantly reacting to a problem? Problem is two. Because it's called problem, reaction, solution. There's your two in the first two steps of the Hegelian dialect. In Hegelian dialect comes the five family. We better know the game. Game is five. It's being played every time we get into trying to distinguish who we are by color and race. Part of their game. That's why color and race are both 14, which is five, part of the game. Knowing the numbers gets you out the stuff that we've been put in. Because out and in is the same damn number, six and six. Getting out of the program. How? By deprogramming your damn... I don't need to use profanity. That's for you, Mother AZ, and your brother tonight. I got to help myself every time I feel myself going that way. But it's a good exercise for me, and I thank you for it. Thank you, brother, if Brother Bobby is still listening on that end. But again, it's just the state of mind, family. And what state of mind do we have? See, as we did a class a while back, what state do you live in? And a lot of people, right quick, refer to their particular state as this state is Illinois. No, my state is my state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because the number of state is eight. Thinking is eight. That's my state of my thinking, mind. Ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. That's my state that I live in. See? Everything to me now has a number to see it the way I'm supposed to see it. This is why I never try to tie anybody down, because you are supposed to see it your way. See is seven, way is seven. Journey is seven. Aquarius is seven. Consciousness is seven. Nature is seven. It's not my nature, it's yours. This is why we got to get out there in nature if you're a part of nature. Since we say the saying, we in it but not of it. What are you of? Of has a number. That little two-letter word has a number. And the number of is eight. Eight is my damn thinking. Again, back to the state of mind I'm in. That's why I'm not of this damn world. Because my world, eight, is my thinking. Has nothing to do. I'm just in it, as we say it, but I am not of it. How do we break down the garbage that we recite every day or we quote, still quoting it from somebody else's point of view, and not putting your spin, which is your word, on their word that you receive from them that has touched you. That's why touch is six along with word. Put your spin on that touch, baby. Make it yours. That's all. And when you know it's yours, bring it to the table so we can talk about it. So we can have a real discussion on a positive thought. P-Funk, uncut funk. The bomb, baby. That's why the bomb is seven. Whoa. Consciousness. The bomb. Because that's what's being dropped now. The consciousness. The nature. Yes, ma'am.
Can I tell you a dream that I've been having for the past couple of nights? I think two or three nights I've been having the same dream. And it seems
sure.
like every time I go to sleep, I'm dreaming the same thing. But I've been dreaming about being just like the desert, you know, with no grass, just like a dirt ground. Just
okay, same.
Ground is dirt, isn't it? Okay,
yeah.
But
okay.
And you can see like these mountains, but it's just all dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And in that dirt, I was walking, and there was a drum. And I remember, you know, being, and I must have sat down on the ground, and I just started hitting the drum. Because
mm-hmm.
there wasn't nothing else to do. I didn't have anything else to do. And as I started hitting the drum, then my grandfather, my pop-pop, he had came,
mm-hmm.
and my pop-pop stood up, and he grabbed it, and he started playing. But as he was playing, it was all these people that came, but they came and they had, you know, rags on their head and, you know, other head dressings and things like that. And then
mm-hmm.
it was like a parking lot and green grass and everything, and it was packed. And then more people were drumming, and it just became filled.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay. Well, like I said, for me, it's and you have gotten good from listening to you on the shows on being able to connect the different numbers to the different words. When we be talking to different guests and different times, you're, oh, Eddie, this is a two, or that's a five. And so I'm like, okay, you're getting comfortable and you're getting really good because, again, you're practicing. I'm seeing. So you could basically use those words, those images that you've seen, and put the numbers behind it, like the mountain you said in the beginning, the desert, the dirt,
yeah.
the drum, the parking lot, packed with people. So all of these things have numbers, and once you get into that now, we can get into that, but we would have to do it off air because it would take a little bit of time, and again, we're doing something else in the class right now. But you can start off doing that. And if you need to ask me different words with particular numbers that you find out pertaining to the mountain, the drum, the parking lot, the desert, the dirt, you know, I give
yeah.
you a slew of words that you could see, those words that are already within you that you use because it's words. And things that you say and use that pertain to the numbers of everything you just explained. That's the key that I be trying to reveal to our family. Whatever it is that you're dreaming about, you're doing, you're seeing, the more words you know, and you only have to know the words that are in your circle of your conversations that you use daily. Knowing those numbers reveal your dreams to you. It takes time. But there,
yeah.
that's what I've seen. This is what I've been getting. And can't nobody tell me for my journey different because for the last 7 years, I've been seeing and doing this. And I've been getting better and better and better at it, which I love because it's just being a better student because I'm still learning. So with that, that's basically, again, what
I just wanted to know if there was
anything.
A meaning to it.
Of course. I just told you, you can start figuring out the meaning behind the images and words that you just gave me because there's a number behind everything. I gave you drum earlier, 7 is 16.
Yeah.
You said mountain. Mountain is 24. That's a 6.
Yeah.
6 and 7.
That's 13.
6 and 7. There you go. There's that 4.
There's the 4.
With the mountain and the drum. So, again, you have all these different numbers behind these words and images that you can find out what it means to you by the number of the words that you use daily. These are, again, like you said, you keep having it. It's telling you something. For me, it's giving it, it's behind the number of the image or the word. There's a number behind it all. And that same number of what you're seeing or asking is in the answer or the solution that you're looking for in your dreams. The words you're using already are there. You're just not familiar with the numbers of the words that's coming out your mouth. When you are, you start seeing the connection to what this dream is telling you behind the numbers of everything you mentioned. Is that making sense to you?
Yes and no.
Okay. And again, we can get in the family if they want to chime in, but we can get personally deeper with that, you know, on a conversation where it'll be more like a one-on-one in a teaching where you can get the chart and the code and we can really go through it and you can see exactly what I'm talking about, because within your conversation you're saying words that have those same numbers of that same dream that you just told me about.
Yeah, I just feel like it's a message. It's a message that I'm supposed to get that I'm not getting.
Well, you're not even getting the message I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, well.
What I just said, the message is in the number of the words you use already. But because you don't know the number of what you're saying to me right now has a number behind every word. Certain words that you just said relate to the certain drum, the mountain, have the same number. You have the answer in what you're saying. You just don't even know and recognize, again, what it's trying to tell you and what you're already saying because you're not familiar with the number of what's coming out your mouth. So the number of what you told me you're not familiar with, so you can't connect the dots. That's what it's showing you. That's the message right there. That's why four being dreams is message is also four.
Oh, wow.
The same thing I just told, once you know, all of that mountain and drum comes to four, the 13 we talked about. It's all part of the message. But if you don't know the numbers, even in the words you're saying, you don't see and recognize the message. That's why game recognize game. Recognize is seven. Once I recognize it, I have the conversation on the game that I recognized.
Yeah.
That's why game and recognize is what? 5G.
Yeah.
Game is 5 and recognize is 7. G. Come on, fam. See it the way you're supposed to. I'm giving it to you the way I see it. And I love it. And, yeah, it's funny and it makes me laugh because, again, laugh is 13, baby. That's
yeah,
it.
And you said to do that every day, to smile and
every
laugh.
Every day. Every
yes.
day. This is fun.
Every
fun
day.
Is 13.
Yes.
Fun and laugh is all God, is all spirit, is all the answer. The solutions are right there, hidden in
yes.
plain sight. So, yes, this is definitely – my piece of the food of thought being brought to the table. Like, again, this is a family discussion, a round table, and hopefully those who didn't call in have gotten a piece of food from the discussion of the table thus far that they can use or that they like, that they can add to or enhance their thought, because we all got one. So
yes.
Do we have any other callers, Sister Antoinette?
Yes, we have Sister Paris is back with us, and we have 6 minutes left in this live broadcast. So how do you want to handle this?
Again, we can bring Sister Mother Azian and whoever else, Dan, and like I said, once the hour is, I mean, once the 6 minutes is up and the overtime, as soon as the callers are through conversating, we'll get off so you can get your rest because, again, as Kwame said, it's still in your voice. You're doing the best you can. You know, you're being a little pro as much as possible, but we can all hear it in your voice that you do need to rest your voice because you do still come up with questions like you just did with your dream. And, again,
yeah.
I could still hear within your tone that
you're
speaking.
One day y'all are
going
to stop figuring out things by my voice.
No, but see, for me, it's all numbers. It's not just that. It's part of that. But, see, tone is 15. What we own tonight, the balance, 15, the word, 15. Your word has a tone. It resonates a particular note. This is what people, we resonate to. For them, they use what's called waves. Same number. It's word.
Yeah, the sound waves.
It's
home.
That's it. See? Yeah. Microwave, heat wave, radio wave, I mean, all type of waves. But we offset the waves with the words if we have a connection to the words coming directly from the ancestors during this time of Aquarius. We got to get with it. Me is seeing the numbers of everything that I say, at least. I can't see the numbers of everything. I'm not nowhere. But everything, at least it comes out my mouth, I know the number to and know how to connect it to the whole of what's been given to me to reveal. That's part of my journey, part of my way, part of my gift. And this is what I give away. And I enjoy doing it because it takes nothing away from me because the majority of the people don't even receive what I'm trying to give. But, again, it doesn't stop me from giving.
Yes,
so,
I think people are receiving it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we are.
So
we're sucking it all in, Brother Eddie.
Yeah,
okay,
well, like I said, I think everyone's we're getting it.
Yes. So
we're just
appreciate
still learning.
You,
we're not as equipped with it as you are, but we're learning.
And again, that's the great thing about it. This is my gift. So if anybody else was more equipped than I was, I'd be in a sad place then. I wouldn't be right in the head. Because, again, this wasn't nothing in my journey before I got this and received this, and it was only until I got with Dr. Delbert Blair into metaphysics that this happened. So it was a reason for it. So, no, I love it. And spiritually, I'm right where I should be and never stopping where I am, you know, because there's no limitations now that I see what I see the way I'm supposed to see it. There's no limitations. And that means for all of us, there's no limitations. Each individual puts limits on themselves because we have none. And it was something that I wanted to share with the family because I'm always teaching and sharing with people. But here's one that I got while I was half asleep. And think about this, family. There's something you are doing daily that makes you fail or succeed. Think about that. It's something you are doing daily that makes you fail or succeed. Is it your thought? Because that's the first thing that happens. It starts at thought before you say it or act on it. So, again, if you fail that day or you feel like a failure or what, it's because of something you're doing daily that you're becoming accustomed to and you're not changing that. There's something you do daily that makes you fail or succeed. It all depends on you and what you think, say, or do. This is how strong that positive thought is. So this is how we change whatever paradigm we're in starts again with that thinking, walking in rhythm. Rhythm
well,
is no more than that light. Yes, sir, Brother Kwame.
And thank you for that. And it's very key that we look at this because in the thinking and the new consciousness that we are receiving constantly, daily, night and day, when we're in when we're outside of the home, when we're in energy, but even more powerful is when we're in nature. There's a receptivity that you're getting new thoughts, new things in which the energy from the cosmic is inundating the human in a frequency we've not been in for 26,000 years. And that part of us getting this, this is why they call, you know, nature deficit disorder or ascension disorder or ascension symptoms, the ringing in the ear, the heart palpitations, the energies of disruptive sleep, is because there's a new awakening of consciousness and we're adjusting, and this is what they're trying to stop the activation of the DNA activation through the consciousness that's coming down and the planetary alignment. They're trying to alter it with the 5G, with the vaccine, with the distortion, because they know the activation is not possible to stop everyone from receiving, but they're trying to get as many as they can. That's why he said 100 million vaccinated, because they want to get that into that many people in order to not have them be on the same frequency as the ones who are shifting. And now they're saying that the 12-year-olds can be given vaccination, but you're looking at the downloads of the ones in the womb and the ones that's coming out of the womb. And these are the frequency changes that we're going to see in the next seven generations. You know, and even now that they're no longer looking at a cure for autism, they're now knowing that these autistic persons that are here are savants and geniuses on another frequency that we are not. They just gave them a different name. And now that they've grown into, you know, they have this big thing about autistic children, but children go into adults. So what are they doing with the adults? They're finding out that these adults grow into the adults that have these special gifts, because they've got autistic people working in Silicon Valley and some of the space agencies, because they have special gifts of being able to interpret what normal people can't interpret. That's their gift. They're not a handicap. They're a new geniuses that are being born on a different frequency.
It's Brother Kwame, and not truly tied in to it, but then again it is. And just listening to you and dealing with our babies now, because, again, the number seven comes to the number of the word baby. But again, I've told the family, and definitely not scared to say, I love cartoons because I want to know what they showing our babies. But very interesting enough, they have this new little cartoon that just came out this year called Hero Elementary. And it has these four children that are in an elementary school teaching them their hero or superpowers. Interesting enough, out of the four, it's only one little black boy, but it's cool because what you just said emphasized something that I wanted to try to figure out. Why are they trying to push this and they're showing this little black boy? But when you said it registered home, because this little brother happens to be 7 years old. Seven is consciousness. He has autism. but his powers dealing with his autism is that he has a mind-focused mental projection that when he sees anything, he remembers everything in exact detail. So he's the perfect observer. And then he's a scientist, boy genius scientist, where he invents his own gadgets, where he's able to do superhero feats because of his mind and his autism at 7 years old. And when you said it, it just struck a nerve. I'm like, look at this. And again, the numbers, again, just parallel. The four children. Children comes to four of them. We always see four in these stories. The Fantastic Four. What's that? Dorothy dealing with the Oz and the four characters of Oz. And, again, you always have the four with these different stories, characters. Three or four. The Trinity. Yes, ma'am.
We have a caller with their hand up, area code 347.
Bring him in.
Okay. Area code 347.
Brother Thomas.
Peace, was
Brother
good.
Thomas.
Yes.
Hey,
yes,
what's
yes,
happening,
what's
Brother
up?
Thomas? How you doing?
Man, you know, I'm a little upset, man. I don't know if I told you, man, my mother got diagnosed with COVID. And and pneumonia, and ended up in the hospital. Yeah, down in Florida. So, but she was discharged today, and she's home quarantining. But but I just saw in the news, they said anyone who gets vaccinated gets free tickets to a Yankee or Met game of their choice. And they went on to say when they open up the stadiums, they're going to have a section for vaccinated people and a non-vaccinated section. And I said, shit, they done created the nigga-only section again, man. Like,
wow.
You can't get a hot dog. You can't get a drink. You in the back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're
wow.
going to actually
discriminate
against people who didn't take the vaccination the same way they discriminated against people because they was black. You know, you probably going to have vaccinated water fountains, non-vaccinated water fountains, vaccinated bathrooms, non-vaccinated bathrooms.
And the non-vaccinated
I don't think it's going to – I mean, that's a good thought because it can go that far. I can see it going that far before everything changes over because, again, that's where it's going now. The attempt is to push people to get vaccinated in order to get back to what they're calling normalcy now. And for those who don't, it's that push of making it hard, making it nasty for you until you get vaccine. That's why, again – I think Brother Kwame mentioned they're trying to vaccinate at least 1 billion people because those billion are going to infect millions and millions and millions more people because none of this has truly been tested to any extent.
Could I be heard?
You know what? Over the weekend, I went to Walmart to get my grandbaby Pampers. And while I was in Walmart, coming over the stream, it had said they were giving out free COVID vaccines. And I was like, "Darn, I came here to buy Pampers. I didn't come to kids." But they were, anybody who wanted to get a free vaccination.
I think I heard on the news today the CDC is trying to put trying to pass some laws to make evictions illegal. They're being tried in court or something like that.
Right. I say that
but
again.
The CDC is trying to make evictions illegal, but the homeowners are trying to step in. I thought it was maybe just a rumor or something like that, so I'm not really sure where they were going with that one, but that was kind of weird for them to step in and get involved with that whole thing.
They did that when it first came out. When they did the pandemic, they couldn't evict anyone because of the shutdown.
Ben Carter came out in the hood, they actually announced that. That was the same Saturday. That yeah, I remember that one.
Right.
But anyways.
But Thomas, that's what I wanted to ask Thomas. Because you're at the stock exchange. Is that correct?
Yeah, when I'm working.
Okay. But have you noticed that Moderna and all of those pharmaceutical companies, their stock has gone through the rocket? I mean, their stock, I was looking at Moderna is like $168 a share. And they
yeah, you know, that's
about,
that's the world's largest segment of business is the healthcare industry. So those
right.
stocks is always, yeah, that. Shoot,
but what,
also
what
check this out. CVS merged with a healthcare company. I don't know if you notice. If you go into CVS, they stopped selling cigarettes because
oh,
now
yeah.
they're
mm-hmm.
part of a Rite Aid merged with a healthcare company. I believe Walgreens merged with a healthcare company. This was all being planned years in advance.
Right, but what I heard today also. Is that there's 600 and so many 600 I think there's 650 billionaires in the United States, and of those 650 billionaires, half of them are now trillionaires. That is the Zuckerberg, the Walton family that owns Walmart, and they wouldn't give the names of the other ones, but they did say that the pharmaceutical industry was one of the ones that have gone in from a billionaire to a trillionaires.
Oddly enough, family, again, to interject, something slightly off, but it was a reason that I saw this particular episode. It was a newer episode of The Outer Limits, and it's called Blood Brothers. You can pull it up online. But the key was that it was two brothers fighting for control of their dead father's pharmaceutical company. And they had just made a new vaccine that had mRNAs in the vaccine. So if you have a chance, look at it and see the parallel and similarities of what we're going through right now. And what these two brothers were dealing with to push on the world to do what they thought it was going to do. But I ain't going to mess up the plot. But it's very, very interesting to see. And it's no coincidence that it was done in 95.
Right.
So
but
there's that five right there.
The tech companies, the major tech companies, including Facebook, they all made a killing, of course, because they had everybody home and it was nothing to do but use their products. But if you look up their subsidies, they all own healthcare companies. Google owns a healthcare company. They got the patent on people that have the shakes real bad. It's a spoon that they can use and you can shake, but you won't spill over nothing that's in the metal part of the spoon. And they also are all invested majorly, and this is who came up the most out of all the healthcare companies, is the bioengineering industry, the genetic engineering segment of the healthcare industry. That's who came up the biggest during the pandemic. They were totally, like, non-existent. You know, $11 a share. Now all of them are over $100 a share. When the stock market was going down, all of them were coming up, you know.
But is it, do they have DNA on the stock market?
Yeah, you got 21andMe. You got all of those type of companies where people send their DNA to. Those are, except for one or two of them, which are like foundations, the rest of them are all corporations that trade
right.
publicly, and they have your stock. They only need 2% of the DNA of the United States to map out the rest of the country. That's all they needed. And with the people going on, I know you guys have seen over the years, hook up with your high school classmates, you know, just sign here and all these search your heritage to find out where you came from, all of that stuff. Those same companies that collect the DNA, they also own those sites. So they're able to not only tap and figure out who you are through your DNA, but then they're able to figure out your relatives because you gave them all the information. And they're also able right. to figure out your friends and, you know, see what's going on in a geographical location, the people with certain DNA markers, and do all that type of stuff without us even knowing, you know, in the background. But those are all traded on the stock exchange, but they can't just trade DNA. They trade it. They have the companies that collect the DNA that trade publicly.
Right. And what they do, and they also saying that all of that information, like you said, the 2%, what they do is they have it in a mainframe that's how they're able to, through like the FBI or CIA, whatever government agency, they can take your DNA and code it. I mean, take your DNA code and connect it with, okay, a crime happened 20 years ago. They may not have had DNA, but what they did is they still had blood evidence where they could take that one little sample of blood evidence and see if that DNA matches the person that was supposed to have committed the crime. This is how a lot of people are getting out of prison, is because of the evidence that they had. Once they match it and bring it into modern day time and see the DNA doesn't match, then the person has a way of getting a new trial and proving that they weren't there and they didn't commit the crime.
To check this, Kwame, if you go to old articles, the Golden State Killer tracked through DNA, and this guy he got away with the murders for 30 years. He killed several women all up and down the coast of California, and disappeared way back in the 70s. One of his relatives he never met took a DNA test to find out what part of Europe she came from. And they took the DNA test and found that her DNA had certain markers that was very similar to the DNA collected at the crime scenes from 30 years ago. And they were able to use her heritage.com to then track all her relatives, find someone that was close to her that knew this guy who was the killer, and then they were able to go and pinpoint it right to him in a matter of seconds. All they needed was one of his long-lost relatives he never met, like a distant cousin, to take the swab. They were able to map out the whole family. So, yeah.
Right.
They told,
yeah.
And this is the eugenics, because this used to be called eugenics, but now it's called
right.
human genome. And the human
right.
genome is just eugenics, which means good genes. The human genome is just them pinpointing what they consider to be good genes so they can take out the genes that they see as unworthy.
Right, but what you also got with the human genome is the way it was spelled, G-E-N-O-M-E. That means G, no me, because that's what they was looking at. How can we eliminate these people of melanin as much as possible by using their genes and attacking their genes? This is what epigenetics is going into. This is what they're now doing with the attack of the mRNA, because the RNA feeds the protein for the DNA. And if you got a nanoparticle or you got things within that RNA, you will attack those genes that of whoever takes that shot. And you began to alter the gene pattern of that family line and put break up the coding of that person. And this is what they're looking at doing. This is a new form of genocide that they're looking at. How can we work this? You know, because Hitler and used the same thing that they did in the South and used it on the Jews in Germany, plus Margaret Sanger's eugenics, took those two things from the United States and did what he did in Germany. And then after he trained enough people, we hired all the Nazis back that got the scientific way to do it.
Yeah, and that's like even looking at the word genome comes to the number 21, that three again. 21 is killer, kill, sacrifice. Who? The public. 21. Who?
Do you know
us.
Me?
12, yeah. So, again, all these numbers are lining up with this year of 21, of the three, of the connection of what they're doing or trying to do.
Right.
This
and
is their team.
They started that in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, the same place in the mountains, the labs in the mountain in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, where they put together the H-bomb, part of the H-bomb, and then they started the Human Genome Project. And that's what they did. They were cloning sheep and cloning different animals there. And then the government, and they were attempting to start cloning humans, and I think it was Clinton that shut them down and told them you couldn't clone humans. That's when they were talking about making test tube babies.
Oh, yeah, I remember that when they had Dolly the lamb that they cloned, and they, you know, started going into that. But we know that they still used humans because this is why a lot of our people still today come up missing. So,
but,
yeah.
You know, I heard about, and I got to check into it and research it, because they're saying the chemicals that the pharmaceutical companies are using to make this vaccine, the chemical that they're using comes out of China.
We shouldn't be surprised. We get damn near everything else we get comes from China or some foreign country.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's no surprise to me.
Wow. Good old CRISPR technology at its best.
Yeah, but I'm trying to hear. Sister Antoinette, you okay? You're not saying nothing.
Yeah, well, once we got through, you know, I was going to go and let her go anyway so she can go ahead and rest her voice because she's talking about coming on Friday with Sister Kim anyway.
I'm okay, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm okay, y'all. Can you
I
hear
have one more thing to report.
Yes.
Is that
yes.
Oh, thank us. I just wanted to say family. I had a dream too, and thank you for still being there, Brother Kwame. I had a dream that we got a ballpark, a very beautiful, I mean, the grass was so pristine, and it was round, and part of it was like in a figure eight, and it was us. It was Block Talk family, us. You know, and I'm like, dang, I said, this would be a nice spot, you know, to camp out. The grass is nice, and we could have a class. I'm always thinking about the numbers class, okay? But when you said about your dream, Sister Antoinette, that jarred my memory. And this was just a couple of days ago. But however, I said, are you guys going to be willing to stay here in North Carolina? This was in North Carolina, family, and I don't know what that has to do with us, the numbers people, Brother Kwame, and the ones that are on the line. Even you, Dr. Jeffrey, Brother Kwame, I know I'm always asking you. However, just the ballpark. And the grass was pristine, and it was in North Carolina, you know. And we didn't have – they gave it to us. We didn't have to buy it or anything. They just gave it to us. So, and then your dream about the desert and the drumming and everything, I think it's a connection. Because when you said the desert, I was thinking Arizona. and you know, or even Paiute country. Let me take that back. When you said the desert, I could see Wovoka, Paiute country. That's Vegas. I think, was it you, Brother Eddie, that mentioned the UFOs all through here, but you also mentioned Vegas.
Of course, so, yeah, because that's where all the activity has been happening, in Vegas, Arizona, California, different things that a lot of this people are aware of, but the media is, again, the distractions is to keep us away.
Okay, well, may I interject this? Like California, when you say California, I don't know what what's in San Jose. However, that's a very special place for me, the coast. And then Mount Shasta family, those who know about Mount Shasta or not, look it up on the contraption, because it's a grid line that connects Mount Shasta to Vegas, to Phoenix, to down to Mexico, and Mount Pilot, and the mounds there in Georgia, I think, no, Ohio, you know, those mounds, you know what I'm talking about, Brother Kwame, all of that. And the Paiute, when I say Paiute, Wovoka, for those who are not familiar with Wovoka, he's a medicine chief, and he brought back for a minute, the Ghost Dancer, and look that up. So I'm just going to listen. I just needed to interject that, because I'm here figuring out how to rig my bed with, what do you call it, some hoist to hoist me up and to turn me over. Since they don't have what I need, family, I asked my friend who camps with me and to get me a big thing of rope. So I'm asking my brain and the universe to show me how to make a hoist to hoist my body and to turn it over, you know. So that's what I'm doing, and I'm just listening and enjoying. You're making me feel better, family. Seriously. Thank God.
Can I ask you something right quick, Mother AZ? Did you say within this baseball park, this field, it looked like the number 8?
Yeah. And
okay.
It's been a minute since I've seen that kind of grass. And that's the kind of grass that my dad would grow and groom for Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty is Amanda Blake on Gunsmoke. She was
right.
One of his clients. It was so nice. I think, what do they used to call it? Bermuda grass?
Yeah, Bermuda grass. Yeah, that's another they got.
Okay.
They had what's called green grass. What's that? Kentucky green grass. They had Bermuda grass, crab grass, and I've learned and I've forgotten a lot of them. I worked for True Green Chem Line years ago, so we have to learn all the varieties of grass. But anyway, getting back to the 8 that I wanted to get to, since you mentioned 8, everything that you were saying deals with 8. And then you brought it home when you just used part of the 8 dealing with your family. You said the 8, the ballpark looked like an 8. Well, ballpark comes to 17. 1 + 7 = 8. You saw an 8. And you said family was all around in that circle. Family comes to 8. Your dad's a part of your family, being 8. And then you saw the plush green grass that your dad did. Mm-hmm. So it's all dealing with information coming from your dad, dealing with the grass. Grass comes to 22, which is no more than wisdom, story, answer, mm-hmm. solution that you're getting within the information of what you just gave me. It's right there dealing with family and dealing with your dad.
Don't make me cry, Brother Harris. Okay.
I was just giving you a little something that I saw when you were just saying what you said, dealing with the numbers of what you used. And it's all, you know, going back to that plushness, that wisdom, that story, and that's what it is. It's a story that your dad is trying to share with you. So that's
well,
it. It's coming
then,
the numbers
okay.
that you just shared with your family.
Now, Gunsmoke, Miss Kitty, and, you know, Marshall Dillon, but, you know, Miss Kitty lived in Scottsdale, and every now and again my dad would let me go to help him. So Gunsmoke, a Western, the sheriff, the Marshal, Marshall Dillon, and Kitty was the bartender, wasn't she? And
yes, she owned the saloon. She wasn't a bartender. She owned the saloon.
Oh, that's right. Thank you.
She owned the saloon.
she did. And then I would, every now and again, my dad would let me swim in her pool when she wasn't there. And so the pool, water. And I have water lined up in my window. So it can get the energy of that wisdom tree. So, Brother Kwame, Brother, I'm listening.
Well, remember, you've been listening to the tree outside that window. So there's that four again, like the story that your father's revealing from the grass. Grass is four. Story is four. Wisdom is four. Tree is four. Tree has wisdom. The tree is speaking to you. Speaking is four. And it's spiritual. Spiritual is four.
Bobby, did
you
hear that?
You're in.
Wow. Thank us, Brother Harris.
Thank you, Mother AZ.
Okay, I'm listening. I got to rig up my bed here while I can. I'm listening. Thank us. I'm on mute.
Okay, and again, Sister Antoinette, you say you're doing a show Friday with Sister Kim?
Yes. Can you hear me? Wait a minute.
Yes, I can. And that's Friday,
oh, yes.
At
Friday at 9 o'clock.
Your time. Okay.
Yes, it's the Mothers of the Legends of Detroit.
Mm-hmm. So again, I'm quite sure we'll all tune in here and there if we ain't doing nothing on Friday, because I don't know what people have lined up for the weekend, because people have their weekends lined up. So again, for those who have nothing to do or why they doing something, if they find out what they was doing didn't really add up to what they thought it was all about, tune in. So again, I'll be tuning in and listening to the sisters. Give some information on the history of the mothers and the sisters during that era of Motown.
Yes, and that's to be really exciting. I'm looking forward to it. Also, y'all don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And even though Brother Ray is not available, don't forget your drumming at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, no matter where you are around the world, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. We need you to be drumming, and it's to lift every voice, and we're praying for a change, y'all, that all of this evilness and stuff got to go. So if anybody has anything that they want to say, if you press the number one, we can take your comments or questions real quick before we get out of here. Okay, Brother Eddie, I guess everyone's quiet. They're going to let us go. So with
okay.
that, thank you, Brother Eddie. You have a closing comment that you want to give?
Nothing other than family, leaving you on that five of today, the 555, and the five of the connection, which is positive thoughts. Keep vibrating on positive thoughts, positive thinking. We change and can change everything. Taking a quote from The Outer Limits, we control the vertical and we control the horizontal. We can delude our own minds with garbage, or we could make it crystal clear with sense that's being made and facts being given. We are taking one another to the inner reaches of our minds, to the outer limits. So with that, family, peace and love. Keep doing what you're doing, especially if it's doing the right thing the right way for the right reason to get the right result. Right on. Until next week, much love. See ya.
Okay, good night, y'all.
You're my peace. I couldn't find it nowhere. I know today somebody looked for the alcohol bottle. Somebody tried to find it on crack cocaine. But I came to tell you that God is the only one that can give you peace, everlasting peace. Peace that flows down. You're my peace, the kind of peace that passes all understanding. When I should be crying, when I should be filled with despair, when my back is up against the wall, somebody may be asking me today, why are you praising God when everything seems to be going wrong? But I can tell you that when I woke up this morning, I woke up in God's peace. I felt the peace. I felt the peace of God all around me. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for your joy. You're my peace.
Right there with you. And he's letting you know right now that I'm your peace.
I don't care what you're going through this morning. He's saying, I'm your peace. Lean and depend on me. I hear him saying, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path right into me. He'll take you right into the peace of the come on into my peace. I hear the Lord speaking to you this morning. Come on into my peace. Come on into my peace. I'm your peace. You need to tell the devil he's a lie. For the word of the Lord is saying this morning that I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And I can hear somebody saying, oh God, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also has wrought all works in us. He has delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with his peace. You're my peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the midst of my storm, you have already delivered me. You're my peace. You're my peace. You're my peace. There is. There is peace. There is peace. There is peace. There is peace. For the Lord God is ordaining peace. He's ordaining peace to be among you, to be with you, to be in your mind, to be in your thoughts. Let it in. Let the peace come in. Yeah, yeah. The peace of God. The peace that passes all understanding. I know there's confusion around you. I know the enemy looks like he's winning. But the Lord is saying this morning, I'm giving you a peace that passes all understanding. And my sons and my daughters, this peace shall keep your heart and your mind. It's a keeping peace. It's a peace that holds you together. It's a peace that gives you strength. It's a kind of peace that gives you courage. It's a kind of peace that lifts you up where you're torn down. It's a kind of peace that wipes the tears from your eyes. It's a kind of peace that brings joy, unspeakable joy, and full of the morning glory. So I say to you today, peace, peace, peace. I can feel somebody's warfare now. He said, I can't make it another day. I'm trying to hold on with everything I've got. But I hear the Lord saying, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and grab a hold to God. Peace. Grab a hold to God, peace.
I'm your king.